hiss with my pussy and they fall in my mouth. Little yeah. boy blew the mine in the moon.
And my dick sucks.
And my dick sucks. And I'm... welcome to Come Town.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. So much shit's going the fuck on.
Home of challenge pissing. This week in the news, number one, Chris Delicia Hyman. Uh-oh. By having sex with
friend of the show.
No,
friend
he's of the not. Show. He's not a friend of the
best
show.
Best friend of the show.
My friend.
With
my friend.
You guys friends with him?
Yeah, dude.
D'Elia? Yeah, we go back.
We do like me. And
I was at the mics with D'Elia.
Yeah. Well, we used to go to sneaker swaps. Me and the crew called.
We do meetups.
We call ourselves the Shitty Comics. And it was me and some of the loudest guys in Los Angeles.
I was there the first time D'Elia raised one eyebrow after a punchline.
Whoa. Yeah, it must have set the room on fire.
Dude, it was like a moment in history.
I didn't really...
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers to that level.
I didn't really... I didn't pay attention to that story. I'm glad I didn't say anything because it did look like initially that, like, he had just hit on a bunch of women and then any time...
It seems...
I'm saying initially.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was, like, one that was, like... You know, he was hitting on me when I was 17, and then he posted the full exchange, and she was like, I'm 17. He was like, that's too young, and he stopped talking to her. I barely paid attention to it.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
But now this lawsuit.
I think there's a bunch of women who say he was trying to fuck them when they were underage.
I never liked him because there's a video of him saying that there's no such thing as like Hollywood pedophiles.
Oh, that was an awesome one. And, well, his dad's a producer.
Yeah, so his dad's got to be a pedophile.
His dad's definitely a pedophile.
And it's like...
So it runs in the family.
And he then, got sexed into it.
Yeah, he's like, this thing of ours. Yeah. Fucking children. Christopher. Christopher.
You don't
fucking talk.
It's an Olive Garden sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you're here, you're six.
When you're here, you're getting your dick sucked by an elderly Jewish producer.
But that, yeah, the lawsuit and the stuff in there is pretty...
What does it say?
It's pretty wild, dude.
He
some
fucked
of the stuff.
Like teenage girls.
Yeah, like teenage girls.
And he like solicited dudes off like 16-year-olds.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, so he did. He
look,
did
I have no doubt. The thing is it's very possible that he could be. He's sort of like, I mean, not that there's a much of a generational gap, but sort of like a Michael Jackson situation
where he's so talented.
Yeah, where it's like I have no doubt in my mind that he has raped children, infants even.
Crystalia.
Yeah, raped and murdered babies. Mm. But at what point is someone's art so transcendent?
So good. True. For example, one that always sticks with me is the joke where it's chicks are crazy and guys just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That is one of the best premises.
Of course
premises.
They're crazy.
One of the best premises I've ever heard in my life. He does like a 3-minute bit on that premise. Yeah.
Stand up, Ross.
Because girls are
of course
crazy.
Of course
guys just don't give a fuck.
Stand-up comedy is so cool.
But so here's the thing, though. Some of the greatest bits of all time operate in that, like, that IQ
range.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
You know?
Yeah, but that's
he really milks guys. Girls are crazy and guys just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, but I guess he proved it. You know?
Yeah.
He just didn't give a fuck.
He didn't give a fuck about
his defense.
Law, age of consent law. Yeah. She's like, Your Honor, I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and those chicks, they were crazy.
What's wild with him, it's like, bro, you know he could have fucked 21-year-olds. That's what, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
fame,
but he just wanted to fuck 16, like,
yeah,
it's
he
fucked
wanted
up.
To. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're saying that if he couldn't get pussy, he would have to.
No, I'm just saying it's weird. He's not like a teen idol. You know what I mean? Where like, like he had to seek out like teens. Like I bet you Justin Bieber or like whoever the fuck. I mean,
no, Justin Bieber was fucking adults when he was a
kid.
That's
true. That's true.
That's mm-hmm. Justin Bieber's like the cool kid
that's
in school
cool.
that has
yeah,
sex
yeah.
with a teacher. Justin Bieber is a pimp.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the other day after there was a paparazzi picture of Justin's penis.
Was there?
When his father tweeted, he was like, I'm one proud daddy or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because his cock was big. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, his parents are just Canadian trash, right?
Yeah, they're white trash Canadian.
That's awesome.
Whatever, dude. I fuck with that guy heavy.
Justin Bieber's dad?
No, Crystalia. Justin Bieber.
Crystalia is who you mean?
Oh, I meant Crystal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was stuff in there in that, like, the complaint, I guess. I don't know the right words. Adam, help me out here.
Yeah, complaint.
And it's a civil complaint or a criminal one?
He's being sued, so I guess it's civil.
Okay, but it
he
alleges,
hasn't been arrested.
Right, but it alleges criminal activity.
Sure, yeah. That just means there's a different burden of proof. Right.
It's lower.
It's preponderance of the evidence.
It's more likely than
as
not.
As your attorney, I say. It's
more likely than not. That's why OJ lost the civil suit.
Right. To the Goldmans. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and the Browns.
One of the most fucked up miscarriages of justice. The man was innocent by a court of law.
Yeah, there's like
of law.
There's like, according to the
double jeopardy.
double jeopardy.
Classic double jeopardy.
Damn, now I just want to rewatch double jeopardy.
Yeah, Ashley
I'm trying
Judd,
to get my dick sucked by Ash.
Yeah, yeah.
Ash Judd.
I think it's that one. I'm trying to remember.
And Winona for that.
The beginning of that
the
movie.
Whole
is
I
like,
want the whole fam to slob on my knob.
The beginning of that movie is edited in such a retarded way that there's like four scenes in a row where she's reacting to her husband being murdered and having like an emotional breakdown.
Yeah,
there's like the first part where he is murdered, and then again when like the cops are like. Like we can't find him or something.
I never saw it.
And then again, let's just
throw it on.
Tommy Lee Jones fucks her in it or no?
We're gonna look in every asshole, every pussy.
Tommy doesn't get pussy in movies.
Does Tommy get pussy off her?
He's never gotten pussy in any movie.
No, I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. Yeah.
God. Can you imagine a career? He might as well not even be an actor.
No, because he's
he can't simulate soft core sex.
Because he's getting pussy
for
real. My
father was up ahead in the past, and he was getting pussy. He turned around, and he said, none of this is for you, son.
No
and
pussy.
And he just rode off when I woke up.
No pussy for Tommy LJ.
No, in the complaint, it says that he, there's like some 17-year-old he kind of like emotionally manipulated or was weird to. Fucked also. Just
Damn.
To be clear.
Ugh. Yeah. But he gaslighted her.
But then he like.
Which is the more egregious
that's
thing.
That's the worst.
But then he was like.
To hear that he was gaslighting.
He was gaslighting.
Oh, God.
No, I guess he was like, I want you to meet. He was like trying to pimp her out to his friends.
Oh, that's
Jesus
fucked up.
Christ.
And then the
so it was what? It was Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee. Bobby Kelly.
Bobby Kelly.
The Bobby crew.
The Bobbies.
They call them the Bobby Pins.
Yeah.
And they would sing as a barbershop quartet while raping children.
The cartoon,
see your cunt.
The Howie Mandel cartoon Bobby's World.
Yeah. That's wild. This got to be like I don't know how much like sense of community there is among like LA comedians, but can you imagine if like. Like Aaron Berg, we found out he was raping children, and then like he was also getting like Gino and
I mean
and fucking like Patrick from The Stand. And all that. Patrick's like, yeah, Aaron's coming by, bringing some pussy by for a fight.
I love your Patrick's Jay Leno,
but they have a very well. It's just like kind of generic Long Island kind of
yeah,
you know.
Damn, I haven't seen Patrick in quite some time.
Yeah, I wonder
the
how
Stand
he's doing.
Will be back.
I know.
Yeah.
It will be back with a vengeance.
I'm trying to get back. I can't wait
Patrick
to get back
was
on
always
stage.
My favorite guy.
Oh, I love Patrick.
Out of that whole operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Patrick was showing the team love before we had anything going on.
Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie?
No.
It's a Vietnam movie about putting an elephant... dropping it with a parachute behind enemy lines.
Oh, I remember because it was actually based on a story about my dick.
It was based on a story about just your entire body, your elephant.
It was
size,
my dick.
Style body.
My dick is the size of an elephant.
No, it's because
the rest of
you looks
of
like
me.
Dumbo. And then when they see your penis, like a woman's expecting an elephant's penis, but then it's an infant's. It goes elephant infant.
Why would that make sense?
And then the Dumbo drop is the drop in expectation.
That's
that
not
happens.
It's a literal
it's the,
thing.
It's the Dumbo delta.
Dumbo is my dick.
It's the expectation delta.
They put me in to fuck all the whores in Ho Chi Minh's
why dick, do
they
his have dick's to... too small.
All, they
we can't put this elephant in the plane. The small dick's gonna mess up the aerodynamics. They got the,
how
the,
that
the,
makes sense.
The aero
that doesn't even make sense.
The aerodynamics is gonna be messed up if
they
we put
need
it.
The smallest dick elephant.
Listen, I've been in Vietnam for 62 years. I've been doing this war since 1932.
And you're still in the shit.
And I've been in the shit the whole time.
I'm still in the shit. When it was still French Indochina.
I came to Da Nang before back when they before the Civil War happened. They used to call me a house soldier. Uh-huh. thing.
Because they said we're going to send you to the fields, but it's a different kind. They got rice in them. They got rice, and there's the yellow man high deep down in there, and he covers pointed sticks and shit, and he jams them up into your legs.
Interesting. It's true. They're treacherous.
They're treacherous, folks.
Yeah. Folks. Mm. Who's he talking to? Is he doing a bit?
The rice paddy.
No, these are actual scenes from Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yeah,
from
you haven't just said. Why did
we gotta get these chinks and elephants so we can end the war?
I mean, that's the premise of the movie.
That's what it was about.
I got not an idea.
I haven't seen it, and I don't think they say it that way. I'm pretty sure.
Riggs, we got to get these.
We don't.
It's Danny Glover. Yeah.
We got an elephant. We going to trade it to the.
No, we're not.
We're going to trade these zipper heads and elephant. That's how the war's going
to end. Didn't you say it was a Disney movie, Adam?
Yeah, it's about a man who tries to end the Vietnam War with slurs. Oh, it is Danny Glover.
Yeah, why the fuck would he be doing... Even I knew that. Why would he be doing the voice?
No, I didn't remember that it was him in the movie.
Well, didn't you put it together when he was doing a clear
No, I thought
Danny
he was
Glover
doing
impression?
Like a, you know, a Vietnam black guy
That's
soldier.
That's Danny Glover, man.
I knew he was doing Danny Glover.
Here's the idea.
He's in the movie.
Look, they all got
Ray Liotta.
They all got skimp dicks. We're going to send an elephant over there. He's going to think the dick's peanuts. He's going to rip them all off with his nose.
Interesting. And that ought to end it all.
God damn it, Danny. You've done it again.
Danny?
God damn it, Lieutenant Danny. You're the best black Marine we've ever had. This is the smartest colored Marine we've ever had. He came up with an idea to get an elephant to eat all the Viet Cong's dicks because they look like peanuts. That's the smartest thing we've ever heard.
Unfortunately, the operation backfired because one of the guy's dicks looked like a mouse and the elephant got scared.
Yeah. What the hell were they doing with this damn elephant in the middle of Vietnam?
Didn't they have elephants over there?
I think so.
So why the fuck are you dropping more elephants?
I think it's a special elephant.
You want to have sex in Vietnam? Say, I got an idea. We're going to go to Vietnam and we're going to have sex.
I just watched Wall Street.
Wall Street.
Not a very good movie.
It's a movie about getting pussy. It's a movie about making pussy.
That'd be awesome. That's an awesome movie that I'm trying to see.
You know why you move to New York? You move here to have sex.
That's true.
When I get this job on Wall Street, I said there's one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to have sex.
Adam, do you think there's anywhere in the world, where you would have more sex than here? One of the few. You're in like a 20-block radius.
I'll go the opposite. Impossible for me to have sex anywhere else. But you think I can go to fucking Stockholm and have sex? They're not going to have sex with me.
They're going to have sex with your mouth.
They will have sex with your mouth. That's true.
You think I can go to Addis Ababa and
It was
have
funny
sex?
When we were in Japan because like there's no way it stops fucking there.
How dare you, dude?
But did you?
What do you mean, did I? I was with
he
you
wasn't
fucking
on
assholes.
The pull. Sav wasn't on... he wasn't trolling for puss
couldn't,
like that.
Couldn't do it. Not in Japan.
He was getting ready to go to Australia, a nice, quiet country to have sex
even
in.
Even if you went to one of your little cat houses, it would be like, well, sorry, we only do humans.
Are you kidding me, dude? A fat, jolly white man?
I think it's...
I would get pussy in
I
Japan.
I looked up how to get pussy in one of those places, and it sounds scary. Like, because
What do you mean
Yakuza.
You looked up how to get pussy in one of this place?
I looked it up.
You considered buying a whore when we were in Japan with your girlfriend?
No, I was just looking up how you do it.
Oh.
The
old Pete Townsend defense.
We were staying right next to the red light district. I was like, I was reading about it. And the
how funny
would
it be if Chris D'Elia was like, I was doing research. I was doing research to see what a 17-year-old's pussy felt like.
No, we were walking down the street and all those Nigerian guys are on the street trying to bark. Like, they're doing barking, trying to get you to go.
You want
blowjob? Y'all were talking to him, and it's like, what are you doing talking to people in a strange country?
I don't know. But the whole thing's run by the Yakuza, and it's scary. And apparently they
you
give
live
you,
in a city, you
they
should
give
know
you a
better.
Price, and then you're done fucking, and they can say any price they want.
Yeah.
And then they'll chop you with a sword or something? No thanks.
Yeah, I'm a little too scared
also,
there.
I
would prefer European-style brothel culture.
I don't think that they want non-Japanese.
Why is that?
In the... I don't know.
Yeah, no penis. no bring penis.
Yeah, don't ruin their pussies with your non-Japanese dicks.
The best part of that whole trip was when I was like sort of, we were on the escalator and I was like putting my ass in someone's face. I can't remember who it was.
So disrespectful. Pretending
to be like Ben, like, you know, whatever. Yeah, it was the perfect leverages and heights separation on the escalator.
Literally your whole... is in Adam's nose. His nose.
And then I turn around and there's a Japanese lady behind us that looked like...
She is so disgusted.
Right, exactly.
She cannot believe the fucking dishonor. Because
in her mind, she probably lived through the occupation. So it was guys that looked just like me 50 years ago putting cigarettes out on her fucking, like, you know, her bento box when she's coming home from, you know, school.
Mm-hmm.
From calligraphy school.
Yep.
Yeah.
And after all of her friends were killed by the bomb, and then it's and you know, some bubblegum chewing GI. It's like, hey, Mac, what if I put my ass in your face? Look, here comes one of them. So, you know, I tell you, the Marines, they got a colored guy that's figuring this whole operation out with a Dumbo. They're doing another one of these, but down in Vietnam, it's like this place, except you can fuck the kids there. It's the same as Japan, except the little boys are grown women, and you can fuck them.
The little boys, they give them tits.
They give them tits. It's like Shakespeare times. It's like a regular Globe Theater over there. But anyways, they're sending an elephant. I guess I should keep it on the down low, lest any of these Japanese hear what I'm saying.
Tell their cousins over in Vietnam.
You don't want them telling their, I guess you'd call them their brothers, but now they're sisters or something.
I'm trying to go to Vietnam, dude. I love it. I love fucking Vietnamese food. I'm trying to get a real ass banh mi, bro.
I'm
trying to slurp up some real ass pho.
Yeah.
And the next level up, because I feel like, you know, there's got to be other cuisines.
I want to go see.
Oh yeah, they got more shit than
I
just
know.
That.
I want to know. Maybe go down to pork Thailand. Chop and rice.
I definitely want
to
go see
Thailand as well.
I want to go see the jungles down there.
Nah, I don't want all that.
I want the
beach. Me and Stav are going to be at the beach.
I'm just trying to see how fucking wild nature can get.
No, Stav,
Let me get you up on the board this summer.
I want a guy that only speaks.
I'll get you up. I'll get you stand up on the board.
Whose
maybe.
Entire language just maybe. is sounds like chewing gum being snapped.
It's a crazy sounding language.
Yeah, and then for him to take me out into the woods with a machete and introduce me to a reticulated python.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah.
That's the kind of shit I want to go do.
This goes back, or I guess forward, to our discussion about how you don't know how to enjoy things, man. What I want is a nice, to be paraded around like an aristocrat.
Oh, and appreciate a dangerous animal.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's just, you know.
You know what, Adam? Maybe I will get on the board this
summer. To each their own. Yeah, I want to get you up on that board.
You know, because I have an immaculate balance.
I'll tell you
Dateline tonight. The ocean has been destroyed.
There's no way to destroy the ocean. They put big-ass boats in there. How the fuck am I going to destroy
the ocean? Is destroyed.
Coney Island has been wiped out by a massive tsunami.
The entire ocean on the globe is now in space.
Caused by what we understand to be a meteor colliding with the ocean. It's like the movie Deep Impact.
Yeah, good.
Saying.
Fuck that, actually, because then I get all the, I can pick up all the octopuses and calamari that I fucking want.
Yeah, that's right. You get some Rockaway octopus.
You get some Rockaway calamari. Is there as I can fucking as I have my little heart, dude.
I'm gonna go down to the bottom of the Marianas Trench and use it to blast a big echo saying, I can see your pussy from down here. And every woman in the world will hear it.
Whoa. And she'll be like, what?
She'll be like, what is that noise? I can see your pussy from down here. Here, here, here.
Dude, imagine all the seafood you would have access to.
I can see your pussy. Ma'am? Ma'am, I can see your pussy from down here.
That shit is so scary.
What is? Help! I'm being raped.
The deep sea to me is
by
scary.
A man with a little ass dick.
I've moved to the bottom of the ocean.
It's Michael Douglas.
Michael, help! Michael Douglas is raping me.
Having sex.
I live at the bottom of the Marianas Trench. Sex. And sexy down there. And because I have the entire world, I can see this pussy. There's a hermit crab and it lives in my ass. Shiny. Shiny. And the man who was huffing helium got silver lips. Ate me out. Our hermit crab thought it was a shell.
That's fucking wild, Michael. Yeah,
it's a crazy story.
Wow, you went down there to get pussy, Mike.
I'm with you, though. It is scary as fuck down there. They got fucked up looking.
They're aliens.
They got
down
fucked
there.
Up looking fish with fucked up, like, yeah, sharp
fucked
ass
up,
teeth.
Scary looking shit.
Are those angler fish?
I don't like those. Are terrifying. And that's just the shit we know about. Bro.
See, I remember learning that about that when I was in fourth grade, and I was obsessed with angler fish, and I was like, I want to go see one.
You want to go 50,000
I've mentioned
leagues
this
under
before.
The sea.
Yeah.
When I saw that documentary about James Cameron in a submarine, yeah, that seemed cool to me. Mm-hmm. It seemed scary down there, but yeah, just being down there for an hour seems awesome.
In a ship.
Seems awesome.
Yeah.
And you also, I want to find Atlantis.
Yeah. No, that shit's fake, dude.
No, fuck you.
Well, it's in the Bahamas. They got a big slide.
Yeah. You ever see a vampire squid?
No.
Those are cool, too.
I hate that the sound of that.
Is that fish that looks like Ted Cruz? Does that live down there too?
I think so.
That ugly.
I'm not
fish?
Scared of that though. That thing can suck
look
my dick.
Look at this thing.
God damn.
That's wild.
Oh, it's fuck so that. Scary. That's exactly what I was thinking about. The shit with the little light bulbs
like
in the front.
It's like what a child would have nightmares about.
Yeah. I don't fuck with that type
it's
of stuff.
It's a monster.
I do not fuck with
you know
with
what else pisses
stuff?
Me off?
Yeah, some anglerfish.
About the world.
This sounds like you, Stoff. Some anglerfish are notable for extreme sexual dimorphism.
What is wow. that?
And sexual symbiosis of the small male with the much larger female.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Yeah, they're into
big,
I don't know what any
they're into
means.
Big bitches.
I have a fantasy about getting fucked by a big ass basketball playing woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've said this before. Or I've said it in
I
the
future.
I feel
bad for those guys that are into giganticism.
Why? Like,
because what they want...
Shuts Atlas Cambridge.
What they want to, like, actually come will never happen.
Oh, true. That's
like a
true.
Guy that wants a 40-foot woman to step on him.
You're right.
It's just never going
to
happen.
You're right, because getting to look at breasts while I pump away, getting a look at two big-ass tits bobble,
yeah,
that gets to happen a lot.
That exists in the material
But if I wanted
universe.
Two fat breasts that are bigger than me to smush me in the middle... That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
That does sound awesome, though.
It's kind of nice to be vanilla in that sense.
I'm with you, bro.
Because
call
like,
me, yep.
Can you imagine, like, just being...
Look at this fucking thing, dude.
That's a scary fish.
What nice. Kind is that?
It's the same kind.
Ugh, that's so ew. Scary.
Fuck that anglerfish.
Can you imagine just your kink is so specific that you can't even tell your girlfriend?
Yeah, but at the same time, it would be nice to have, like, a... Be into something so specific that if somebody just does it,
vampire,
you bust.
Vampire squids are cool as shit, though.
Nick's still looking.
Yeah, dude, you got me on my deep sea.
Yeah.
Look, dude, don't forget, I'm a...
Oh, okay, I do. This one looks kind of cool. Does it have a nose?
I'm a Wildlife Conservation Society member.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Don't forget, dude.
You're fucking Teddy Roosevelt, dude.
No, I just...
You're one of the Rough Riders.
I just wanted to park for free at the zoo.
You pay $500 to park twice a year?
Yeah, that's not free.
Yeah.
That's not free with your little dumb ass.
No, it is free. Anyway, I go to any...
No,
any
it costs money.
No, but it's...
You could just walk right in with that car.
Yeah. It's nice. You can wow. cruise.
That's like being the so president too, of New
you
York.
Get like you get real yeah, you get cheap Diet Cokes.
Do we have
you like a 30... Like, yes, we do, Adam.
Do we have Reed's?
Super Speciosa.
Yeah. So when you know what's really shit. Nice to do is fuck. Think about the fucking deep sea and do some fucking kratom.
Kratom.
Yeah.
Kratom and just think about how trippy it is. Think about how trippy it is down there.
It's fucked
all the
up
monsters.
There.
Super Speciosa brought to you by GetSuperLeaf.com.
Wow, it's a collabo.
Yeah.
Of some kind.
Wow.
Some kind of collaboration.
Collaboration.
Collaborazzi.
Collaborate.
I bet you no one ever expected GetSuperLeaf.com to be teaming up with Super Speciosa.
No, dude. When two legends collide.
When you get those two names come together.
And they finally teamed
it's
up.
Finally
got
dude,
together.
Godzilla versus King Kong ain't got shit on Super Speciosa Plus.
GetSuperLeaf.com.
GetSuperLeaf.com.
Dude, if I knew as a little kid,
which
I'd
is the
be living, what a time to be alive.
I was remember when the critic was on The Simpsons? This is like that times 5
yeah,
million.
Yeah, yeah. That ain't shit compared.
That's
to
not
this.
Shit compared to this fucking bullshit. When the Flintstones and the Jetsons, no, who gives a fuck?
They should bring back the Critic.
Critic was awesome.
That was
dude.
Such a good show.
That was me. That was he got to get fucked.
John
I
Lovitz
to
got
him so bad.
He got discriminated against for being a Hollywood conservative.
Is he?
I think so.
That's
I
hilarious.
I mean, maybe it's not, but I have a
maybe.
I think he probably is. Yeah. Anyway, so this is when you're taking kratom from other places, it's nasty.
It sucks my dick.
And this
it's
one,
made in garages. It's made
by
fucking
bikers,
Chinese people,
or worse,
or even worse,
or even worse.
You can imagine.
But this shit, it's got the gold double
it's
certified
made in
standard.
A lab. By scientists.
The Kratom Association of America.
Yeah, and we can't claim anything.
No,
does anything other than
can we say chill. It's gonna cure depression and make you feel awesome? You know, you won't have anxiety. You'll feel better. You have a pep in your step. We can't technically say it.
We can't.
But can
say
we
that.
Feel it in our hearts? Maybe we can.
And you can't tell me what to think, right?
You can't
now.
Tell me what to feel or what to think.
You can't tell me what to be in my brain. Mm-hmm. And
in Adam's brain,
find the
he's a small woman who believes all that stuff.
Yep. And that'll never happen.
That'll never happen.
Anyway, so you all you need to do. Did you find the copy?
I'm still looking for it. Sorry.
Oh, God.
no, the problem is that the Super Speciosa, a great product, is brought to you by some guy with like a stupid Italian name that I can never remember.
Oh, that's the. Okay.
Why don't you star it in your email?
What's that? I did. They're all starred. That's the problem. Is
so
that
star
all of
much.
The emails are from different? Like, here we go. Ken, that's his name.
Ken.
Because
he's
got like an Italian last name, but then the first name is some Barbie shit.
Oh, it's Ken Cuccinelli.
Yes. So
Ken Cucciati.
Now I definitely have my own opinions coming to you soon.
Yep.
About how I feel about kratom, which is very helpful for chronic pain, anxiety, and depression. God
Wait,
damn it!
No, it's
every
not.
Time.
It's not. We can't say.
Yes, kratom is a plant, and in our kratom their kratom supplements contain only one ingredient: kratom leaves. Crushed into powder.
The awesome, the good shit.
They don't adulterate, concentrate, or enhance their product in
Nothing.
Any way.
Nothing.
It's only natural.
Straight
kratom.
From Mother Gaia's pussy to your lips.
Now, let me tell you, that's right. They sent me a bunch of this shit, and I had a very nice week sitting on the couch watching Degrassi drinking kratom and striking out with girls.
Yeah.
And just absolutely blowing it.
Well, sounds like a good week to
it
me.
It was. Honestly, yes.
It seemed pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, when there's no complications of getting sucked off.
There,
when you're momentarily free from the grips of wanting pussy.
If I could actually, like, find the energy to plug the switch back into the TV, then my life would be literally perfect. And it would be due to GetSuperLeaf.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they're passionate about what they do.
Wow.
They are.
That's another thing about is they're passionate about what they do, and they view kratom as something that can one day help just as many people as drinking does. Sorry, as cannabis does.
Cannabis.
Yeah. The stories we hear from our customers are absolutely incredible.
They hear from
basically
their
the
customers.
Basically, the point is that it's not medicine,
pick the story
but one day it could be medicine.
Of Mike from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Mike. How about Fond du Sac, Wisconsin?
Mike writes, just a year ago, I was a coal-rolling racist driving up and down the avenue covered in black orphanages, gassing as many of these subhuman people as I could.
Gassing them?
With his truck.
Oh, okay.
He's a coal roller.
Coal roller. He's got one of those stacks.
I see.
But then I crashed my car while laughing hysterically during one of my hate crimes, and I didn't have health insurance. Mm. And while I still have insurmountable debt, I can afford kratom instead of the powerful drugs that I would get if I had insurance. And it's made me not racist anymore.
Wow.
Holy shit.
And now I'm married. to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Wow. That's a big come up.
And
him.
Yes, and now I'm her, I'm basically like, I'm her trophy husband.
Husband. Wow.
And
that's very in right now.
And she's spending the millions of dollars she's making as a senator on me. And I have shit. All.
And it's all, that's the thing.
I have
she's
all,
taking you shopping,
and it's all because
it?
I got fucked up on get super leaf kratom. So thank you, Mike. Sincerely, Mike, former racist from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
From Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
The research shows that kratom interacts with the opioid receptors, but in a much safer way.
Oh, I love.
What does that mean? Don't ask questions. That's a great question, Billy. Significantly lower risk of dependence and respiratory depression. Respiratory depression is what causes people to die from overdoses.
Wow.
So just remember, kratom has a significantly
it's less
lower
of a risk.
Significantly lower.
It's a
risk.
Much lower risk of dying. That's is, so awesome. That's what I love to hear from my products.
This is significant.
I love when the risk is lower of dying from using it.
This is significant given the opioid epidemic we face as a country. If you or anyone on your team has any interest, you can skim through this presentation. Recently given by Dr. McCurdy, who is a leading kratom researcher from the University of Florida.
That's a real doctor, folks.
Mm-hmm. Jeanette McCurdy's dad.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm playing the video now. My name is Dr. McCurdy. You may remember me from the man that invented Christmas lights for your bitch's pussy.
Sure.
Damn, dress that and, shit up.
And now I got a new, yeah. We saying, when I'm fucking, it's always Christmas.
It's fucking.
When I'm fucking my bitch, it's always Christmas. It's always
everybody
Christmas.
Getting presents when I'm fucking.
And now I'm a leading kratom researcher. At the University of Florida, and I've been granted funds from Nita at the direction of Congress.
Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, Nita.
I need a pussy. I need a pussy lit up so Santa Claus can find his way.
Yeah, light that pussy up. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have my bitches clit looking like a Roman candle when I'm done with it.
Yeah, getsuperleaf.com/cumtown is the
place to go for this awesome product.
If you love sex, you'll love that website.
You'll love getsuperleaf.com. God. Take your kratom because you can.
Oh, there's so many emails. There's so many emails. Okay. I'm going to follow up you with some details. I think we will send the audience to getsuperleaf.com/cumtown, and that will activate the 20% discount.
Look at that.
So there's
folks.
No promo
Go
code.
To
it's
that.
A URL.
It's a URL. Mm-hmm. Need to confirm once we have that set up.
But if you say a promo code, try it.
Yeah.
Just make sure you put Cumtown in the mix somehow.
Getsuperleaf.com/cumtown. Or you can email Adam, and he'll send you the information.
Email me.
Adam, the little slut.
Adam@cum.town. I've already got it set up to forward everything from my spam folder to his regular Gmail. And everything from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
20% off Superleaf. And they got superleaf.com, and it's Super Speciosa is the name.
It's awesome, dude.
It's a great name, dude.
Yeah, I love it because it's like it's got like a Latina name.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But this Speciosa. Shit's from like fucking Thailand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like some Southeast Asian thing.
That's what kratom is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
See, that's where you want to go.
But just because it's drugs, it's got to be like cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Yep. Cha-cha-chong.
Yeah, the cartel took it up here in a lady's pussy.
It should have been that, like, you know, like Cheech smokes weed and Chong is addicted to opium.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Tommy Chong is Chinese?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. How else
hey, Tommy. Tommy, I'm thinking about getting some tacos. Tommy? Were you taking a nap or something, man? Boy, hey, smoke a little. Hey, Tommy, quit playing, man. Tommy, are you okay?
he's from Edmonton.
Wow, we went to that beautiful city.
Mm-hmm. Thomas B. Kin Chong.
Dingo. Way, oh, yeah, la, way, yeah.
His mother. Oh, is a Chinese guy down there with Michael Douglas?
No, I am down here too.
Tommy Chong.
His father, Tommy. Oh, wait, that's Tommy Chong.
That's Tommy Chong.
I can see your pussy. Your pussy is mine.
Wow, it's like Mortal Kombat.
What the hell, Tommy Chong?
Your pussy is mine.
Well, in many ways, the Marianas Trench is like the world's pussy.
Suck my penis!
His mother was Scots-Irish Canadian, and his father was a Chinese Canadian.
Your father
immigrated in the
1930s. Mortal Kombat. Your father is Chinese.
Hell yeah.
Wow, yeah. Cool.
Get superluke.com. So, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your father
is Chinese.
Your father is Chinese.
Shao Kahn. That's his final move as he turns your dad Chinese.
No! Son, I love you. Dad, no. Oh, where am I? Dad, it's me. Don't you remember me? Every white person looked the same. I'm trying to play Mahjong in basement.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
Oh, he was in a band called Little Daddy and the Bachelors. Mm. And the thing soured when they went with Chong's suggestion and had themselves billed as four N-words and a C.
That's my kind of music. Now you're speaking my language.
Tommy.
That was Tommy's idea.
Tommy goes so hard.
Tommy was going hard in the motherfucking paint.
Slurtality.
Wow. Slurtality.
Slurtality.
Four beeps and a beep, huh?
Four beeps and a beep.
Was it four black guys and a Chinese guy?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. a cool band.
Imagine being not even one of the ends to pitch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, fellas, you'll love this.
It was the 1960s in Canada. I wonder if they were using it more.
It was a lot more of a...
Tommy Chong, you have been canceled.
Finally.
That's Shao awesome. Kahn, Shao Kahn should start canceling people.
Yeah. He should be the delivering the news.
But yeah, he was just
fired.
Looks like he was a musician. And he had
a small penis.
A small penis.
Your dick is small.
I can't get hard.
Tiny penis.
Dude, have you guys seen the fucking trailer for the new Mortal Kombat?
No.
Oh my god.
Ta-Nehisi Coates is writing.
Yeah, he's directing and writing that one too.
Him and what's her name? The big bitch.
Dude, I can't wait till theaters are open.
Roxanne Gay.
I really do want to get just fucked up and go to the movies all the time.
That sounds awesome.
Go see all that shit.
I can't wait to go back to the movies.
It might finally be time for me to get into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Nah, here's the problem though. I have such a nice setup that as long as I have to wear a mask, I don't think I want to go to the theater.
I miss it, dude. I miss getting the popcorn.
But you can't eat the fucking popcorn. You got a mask on.
Yeah, they probably won't sell concessions.
That's how they make their money. If they can't sell concessions, they're not going
to
fucking...
But then you have to take your mask off to eat, and they don't want people doing that.
They want people doing whatever people are going
to
do
to make
the
money, yeah.
Look, I got bed bugs from the Union Square Regal twice.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're going to open... And then it's fucking, you know what they should have done is they should have secretly filmed Fast and the Furious 9, 10, and 11 and have them ready to go.
I think the one's coming out in June.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fast and the Furious Juneteenth?
I think so. Yeah.
So sick.
Brian, I found out I'm free. Brian, I found out I'm finally free.
But yeah, the new Mortal Kombat looks fucking unbelievable, bro.
Where are you going?
It's rated R. Yeah, it's your second piss of the time, dude.
Oh, he's doing something even worse.
You're a fucking piece of shit. You left the show to blow your fucking nose.
Are you out of your mind? You fucking idiot.
I had a stuffy nose.
Oh, my God.
He's got corona.
Adam's got a little ass fucking dick.
Your dick is small.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I have a nice setup. I got the big screen.
Yeah.
I just got surround sound now. Mm-hmm. I don't think I want
to. Man,
go
I got
to the
I got a nice setup here.
You
yeah,
do.
Nick's got surround. That's part of but the I reason why
say,
you can't move.
I gotta
you
say,
do a whole new surround setup next.
Your couch is good, but it's not great.
Yeah, it needs an ottoman.
Needs an ottoman big
but
time.
But the back seats always get.
They do.
Yeah.
That was my fault
the
for
back
for buying a nice couch.
You know what you should do? Just get some fucking double sided tape.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Or Velcro. Yeah,
it's
that's what
the internal cushion gets mushed down. It's not the even if the Velcro was on there, it would still do this.
I think the Velcro would keep it.
No.
You could try it. Doesn't hurt
I
to
have
try.
Even if I'm not using the couch, it'll do this.
My couch pillows used to slide out the seat part.
I got there's no way Velcro would hurt.
I Velcroed it and they don't move anymore.
I'm just going to get a different couch when the time comes.
Yeah. Just try the Velcro, man.
Just try the Velcro out. Maybe you won't
not?
Have to get a
you
new
love
couch.
Little.
All right, well, here's the problem.
You like little
you try
projects.
The Velcro. You put it on here. It's adhered
there's
to
no
the couch.
There's no turning out. There's no turning back.
There's no turning back.
Yeah.
Then when I go to sell the couch, there's a bunch of Velcro bullshit all
you're
over.
You're
going to
sell this couch?
Too.
Yeah. It's a nice couch. You know this is like a designer couch.
Give it to your number one
I
fan.
Got it on one of those, like, those, you know, where, like, rich people throw out designer furniture. Mm. And then you can just get it for cheap.
What's I
the
got,
webs-
I went to,
website?
It changed its name. It used to be called Furnisher, and now it's, like, Kayo or something.
Uh-huh.
I bought a couch from, what the fuck is that place called? Room and Board or some shit? Metro or something? I don't know. I went to a fancy fucking place in Chelsea. It's
how much was it?
Couch.
Room and Board is expensive.
It was expensive, but yeah. It's worth it, baby.
What, two racks?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
You
but
and
I
George
think
split
two
it?
Racks, yeah, maybe.
Wow. So
honestly,
grown-ups.
That IKEA couch, like...
It's comfy
I used
as fuck.
To have, we had an Amber's place. Was That was a good couch.
IKEA, those IKEA couches are solid. But this, yeah.
They're
it
not
was good
comfortable.
For, no, it was comfortable. It was
they
good
don't
for
sit.
Lounging.
I always
this
like
I got. I don't know what the
off.
Fuck to do. This is why I'm like always half off the couch.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro, this couch I got is beautiful. It's a nice fucking...
What kind? A sectional?
A sectional. Well, it's got a chaise. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I like that.
It's
that vibe.
I am so set up to chill and watch movies that wow. I can't go to the movie theater
CushyDreams.com.
Until I'm smoking CushyDreams.com.
Yeah, just on your chaise.
Well, that's the other problem. I
did
can't
you steal the Cushy Dreams pre-rolls from my house, Stavros?
No, I asked if I could have them.
I know.
You said yes.
And what did you take them as well?
I did. Okay. And I love them. And that's how much I love the product.
So interesting, his definition of the word steal.
I know. I literally said, are you going to smoke these?
Nick, can I have that? Oh, you.
Yeah, go for it.
You made it crumply?
Next week he's going to accuse you of stealing it, Adam.
No, I meant like snatch, grab.
Yeah.
You know, real quick.
Can I
want to put that because
in my
I
new
love
office.
Them. Which one?
The
oh, that's
that
you do need that one.
Yeah, I need that in my office.
Can I have your poster?
I got some Cushy Dreams. I got look here. I got a tin right here.
It's good shit, man.
An eighth of Cushy Dreams Peace, which is extraordinary CBD rich hemp flower. And the serving size is 0.25 can. And it total
serving size, what the fuck?
And it says total CBD varies by strain.
Okay.
So it doesn't even tell you how much. So it has a serving size and then doesn't even tell you how much.
CBD. There is nothing
it
like.
It shouldn't vary by strain. See,
there's nothing
three,
like cracking open a can
half.
Of Cushy Dreams.
A vacuum seal.
Breaking
of Cushy
the
Dreams.
Air seal. It's like opening a thing of tennis
big
follow us
pussy.
On Instagram for
big,
more.
It's like opening up a big old pussy.
Information.
It's like.
It's kind of like an airlock. First puff of pussy air that you get.
Yeah, it's like an astronaut leaving, going into space.
Ed Dreams Cushy on Instagram.
Wow.
And there's a little QR code on here, cushydreams.com.
That's probably really awesome content over there.
And
that's
definitely a must follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cushy Dreams, that's a Insta.
They do
follow.
A lot of black Twitter stuff.
Yeah.
That's really good.
They love.
So that's got. That does smell good. Smell that.
Oh, yeah. Smells like weed.
Smells loud.
Smells like Loud Pack, but here's the beautiful thing.
It smells like exotic.
It's not loud. You can smoke this shit, and you'll feel good. You'll feel a nice little head high, but you won't be a little... You won't be fucked up.
Actually, you probably shouldn't.
If he's coming through with the Cushy Dreams, it's quiet for you, actually.
No, you shouldn't do this. This is not the type of pipe that you want to put...
You're smoking Kushy out of a tobacco pipe?
Yeah, I'm not actually not going to do that.
You're crazy.
I'm not going to do it because it will.
That's insane.
Will
it do?
Well, if it's like, if I know if you put like the resin from like fucking
weed,
yeah, it'll gunk up one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Real bad.
Well, you know that Kushy is extra sticky.
And this is a $6,000 pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you get it from? Monocle Man?
Yeah, Jonathan Topham Off.
Jonathan Tops Off.
I wanted to do like a show. Like Mr. Belvedere, but it's called Mr. Topham Off, and it's like a British butler that wears a top hat, and there's like a dad, there's a stuffy dad that's kind of homophobic.
Yeah.
And the butler's always like, you know, they hire him, and the dad's like, I don't know about this guy. He's from Britain. He might be like a homo. Yeah, you know, I'm homophobic. And they're like, he's just British or whatever. Yeah, and he's always like, Sean, your shoes up for you, sir.
It's kind of a visual bit, but Nick shined my shoes, but his head was in my cock.
And the dad's always worried, like, this guy's going to top me off. And they're like, it's just his name.
Mr. Topham Off.
He's just British. He's a Russian guy from Britain.
Britain. And then does Mr. Topham Off rape him? And
never. He's just always like... You know, they're like, what? I think somebody's chair smells bad at dinner. Mm. And that's episode 2.
What about... and then he's got a friend named...
And all of these, the entire run of the show can be seen at
CushyDreams.com. It's actually
home of premium,
sponsored content.
Premium CBD.
He has a friend named Toppington Bear, and it's they think that he's a gay bear top.
And what does he do? Does he smoke Cushy Dreams?
He smokes.
He loves Cushy Dreams.
And what are some of the strains of Cushy Dreams?
You got chill, hustle, relax, fucking
create,
think, visualize,
blast.
Yeah, bust.
You got circumcised.
Circumcised. I like circumcised because it sounds like exercise.
You got the thing is.
Sounds like working out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love that shit. Dude.
Wall Street Secret is out. And all of the top captains of industries and CEO are smoking Cushy Dreams.
They're smoking Cushy
Dreams. On Wall Street Bets, you're saying Cushy Dreams is the next big...
To the moon.
They're saying it's... Yeah. They got diamond
Hold the
heads.
Line.
Yeah. The next big stonk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm holding my stonks and I'm holding my diamond
My pre-rolls of Cushy Dreams. And you know what's beautiful about Cushy Dreams? They got the gram pre-rolls, the whole gram joints. But now... Now with their ultra premium silver motherfucking line or whatever the fuck it's called.
The premium diaper line.
They got half gram joints. Those are my favorite. No, I'm not even kidding. We're flipping here with the advertising, but I'll say I'm a true consumer of these half gram joints. They are my favorite. They come in a little 5-pack. I smoke one of those in the evening when I'm trying to chill out. Yes. I got a nice little buzz going. I go right to bed. I wake up the next morning refreshed.
They honestly, I should start smoking those because they did actually improve my life.
They're good. And you know what? I haven't smoked weed in like a couple months. Uh-huh. And it's really helped me out. I feel less foggy. Yeah. I don't snack as much. That's what really fucks you is getting high as fuck. And eating like a fucking extra dinner at 2 a.m.
The other day I was in my car doing a blunt ride of Cushy Dreams.
That's awesome.
And I actually, this is a true story. This happened on the way over here.
I'm listening.
A police officer pulled me over.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I blazed with him.
Really?
He blazed it down with me.
Did he start breakdancing?
Yep, he breakdanced. And I said, don't worry, officer, this is... Totally illegal.
It's Cushy Dreams.
It's Cushy Dreams.
Why don't you hit him with that promo code, Adam?
It's promo code Cumtown.
Yeah.
Or Cumtown.
You get 20% off.
For 20% off.
And you get 20% off your next order.
Your next order.
Doesn't matter what number it is. In fact, keep buying them.
Is that true? Exploit this loophole.
Exploit the system. Keep using Cumtown and get 20% off.
Yeah, go for it. And smoke your CBD.
Smoke your CBD.
Because you got it.
Because you can.
Because you can.
I'm saying fuck it. I'm doing it. I'll just ream the pipe afterwards.
Oh, nice. Dude, you're going to rip some kush?
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
I love that for you, dude. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see it right on the show. What if I get, like, I'm, like, scared? I just can't handle.
You're like,
I'm like, I don't know about doing it.
Can we finish the episode, guys? Can we finish the last 20 minutes later?
I don't want to talk.
I'm scared.
I'm gay and scared.
I'm gay.
Wow, you're taking a heady rip off dude.
Nick is puffing the fucking Cushy Dreams right
now. Dude, this is like probably what it was like when Elon Musk was smoking weed on Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, Nick's making that exact face.
Yeah, he's making that.
That weird little fucking.
Nick is smoking like a boss right now. Like Elon would.
There's going to be a spaceship. And the plan is to use a spaceship to go to Mars.
No, cool.
Yeah. Wow, that's trippy, man. It's fascinating.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Dude, didn't they just have a fucking...
That's fascinating.
Didn't he just have a thing explode? They had a
His spaceship?
The spaceship exploded.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to say thanks for having me, Joe.
Michael Douglas on Joe.
Why haven't they ever gotten those 2 months together?
Nobody ever gets pussy anymore.
It's over for us pussy getting guys.
You remember how it used to be? You used to be able to get pussy.
Everybody was getting pussy.
Everybody used to be able to make fuck.
To make fuck.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
What do you think? What do you think stopped that? Was it like Obama?
Absolutely. I think it was Obama. I think everybody got scared when I got cancer from eating pussy.
You think Michael Douglas single-handedly made pussy eating dip?
Oh yeah, he's scared. I couldn't eat pussy for years after that.
Yeah, man, I'll take a fucking puff.
Take a pull off Cushy Dreams.
I'll take a pull off a Cushy Dreams weed pipe.
What are we smoking here? What's this?
This is peace.
Peace, bro.
That's what this show needs.
We're smoking the peace pipe.
Yeah, you know, maybe they should do it P-I-E-C-E.
Yeah, like a gun.
A piece of pussy.
Yeah,
getting peace.
That's awesome.
How does it taste?
Tastes delicious, dude.
I don't know. I'm driving after this.
Why don't you drive your dick into my ass?
Honestly, that shit is really nice, dude.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm literally going to smoke a joint when I get home. Look, honestly, I'm not even kidding. My wind down is just a little mini can of Diet Dr. Pepper and a fucking joint of Cushy Dreams.
Yeah. Wow, that was a nice healthy rip off that.
The peace pipe. Mm.
So get your chillums, get your bongs.
Yo, dude, I used to love. I wanted a chillum, so like a glass fancy chillum, so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one that's just a little straight tube.
It's straight, yeah.
Yeah, but it was such a
good
name.
That's what like the jam band kids were always into.
Yeah, because that was professional.
The fish kids.
That's to weed. That's to
serious
weed instruments
smokers.
As the Saturday Night Special is to a gun. You know what I mean?
A little 38.
Yeah, just you have it on your fucking ankle. I wish I had a strength.
You're not for show. You're for go.
I'm for go.
I wish I had a little 38, like an old
get
cop
a snub
gun,
nose, dude.
No, like the kind of, like old cops used to wear when they dressed like mailmen.
Snout nose.
Yeah.
I would
listen.
Love
what the hell are you doing in there? Are you doing crime?
I would love a lady's
come out with your
gun.
Penis out.
Come out and let me see your penis.
Come out and let me suck your penis. At CushyDreams.com, promo code Cumtown for 20% off your penis.
Dude, when are they going to get... You know, it's over, right? By the time they get big penis technology, I'll be retired from the getting pussy game.
We'll be dead.
But when are they going to make that happen?
It's about damn time.
You know what? Honestly, I did see some article about it's not new information, but like nanotechnology to like eat tumors or whatever.
Yeah.
And
can they make that grow? Can they
honestly
throw up
that
dick?
It made meat? Me feel it made no. I don't care about that shit. I can't that tempers and seasons me to have a broken garbage dick and to be like kind of I want to keep all my flaws. I just don't want cancer.
Yeah. Stav, would you, if science was able not to grow your penis bigger but to grow a second beautiful penis,
or even better, to make everyone else's dick smaller, you take pills that to you just taste like Sour Patch Kids?
Oh, it's candy too.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I would do that.
Wait, but what if you grew a second penis that really
just Professor X in that room making everyone's dick smaller with his mind? But just all the fucking monitors of just guys in bathrooms just freaking out.
Yeah.
So wait, Adam. So
or alternatively, Neo from The Matrix.
Yeah,
that.
Either one.
That would be good. Yeah, with the thing plugged in.
Where's the
thing.
Where's the new dick growing?
It's right next to your regular dick.
To the right, to the left, on
and
top?
It really puts your regular dick to shame. Yeah. But you're
can't
gonna
I
have
just
two
get
penises.
It chopped off.
Just give me Morpheus, and we'll give you whatever you want. I want to have a big dick. When I come back, I could be homeless, but I want my dick to be fucking big.
Do you remember there was that Reddit Emma with a guy with two penises?
Reddit Emma. Come on, Adam. Stop.
What?
I'm going to cut your hands
Stop,
off.
Dude.
Why?
You knew what you were doing when you said it that way.
Why
no,
do you
people
do shit?
Say
why
Emma,
do you do shit like
they
that?
They do say
why? Honestly, that pisses me off so much.
You know what that means? Form a cup of the mineral spirits.
We just, stop. We just smoked peace.
I know, and you ruined it. Don't put it on me.
No, you.
You said Emma,
it.
Motherfucker. It's AMA. Everyone knows that.
People say AMA.
No one says yeah, that.
Honestly, it is crazy how the smokable CBD actually does work.
It does. Yeah.
I feel chill.
I feel great. I feel, yeah, like I'm.
When I take chill. A whole little joint to the face, I basically feel high.
I mean, yeah, you don't feel high. Like, it's none of, it's being high without any of the, like, great, well, now my brain just doesn't
exactly.
work for an hour.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Which is the bad part of being high.
Figure out, like, how to turn the light on in yeah. the bathroom. I'm like, did I have all oh, right? It's a motion sensor.
But yes, Adam, to answer your very annoyingly asked question, the content was worth discussion.
Yes.
And I do remember that AMA with that guy that had two cocks.
And they were pretty big penises.
They were pretty
too.
Big.
But they found out that was a fraud. And
was
you
it
know
a fraud?
They caught
what?
Him? They caught him because he was photoshopping.
I believed.
He was photoshopping
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude, I'm older.
But then he got caught because he kept making his two dicks bigger. It was an Icarus.
He flew too
it was
close.
A two dickarus situation.
Yeah. Two dickarus.
I didn't know that. That sucks, dude.
I feel
you just
I
ruined
feel,
my I'm not my childhood.
I feel lied to.
Because it was college,
yeah.
but you ruined
Yeah,
that.
You remember when you found out Santa Claus's dick wasn't actually big?
Yeah, that was
that,
crushing.
Dude. My dad was using a dildo that whole time.
yeah.
That was sort of Santa doesn't cry situation.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, damn. I can't believe that guy was a fraud. Yeah. I remember also he said that because he had two penises, he used it to fuck men and women.
Yeah, that I remember the guy was bi.
That
he
kind of
bi.
Shit should have, like,
tipped you off.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
but if
true.
Ian had two dicks, he would do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, Ian has one dick and he does
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
yeah, so it doesn't change.
no, but that's what I mean. If he had two dicks, that's how he'd use them.
If he didn't have no dicks, he would do that.
That's my fucking point, no
Damn,
matter how many
are,
dicks.
We are high right now.
no, I'm making sense.
We're high.
Yeah. I'm making fucking
We're high
sense.
Off cushy.
Yeah, let me hit you with this about Wheat Thins.
All right. I'm you, listening.
How do you feel about them?
I've awesome. Always liked them.
I love them. I love the I've way they kind of turn them. Into like a clay texture. Mm-hmm. You know?
The texture in your mouth when they're like
I also
wet.
Like
makes
Triscuits.
Me feel like a sculptor, you know, like Michelangelo.
Yeah, yeah, Michelangelo. Yeah, yeah.
Like I'd spit that shit out and just be like, let me show you a beautiful man with a baby's penis.
I got to say, I prefer Triscuits.
Triscuits are better.
Okay, that's fair.
But there's a wild, there's
page.
A wide world of crackers out there.
I'm with you. I just had to
they,
it
if
out
I was
there.
Like, how do you feel about Fig Newtons? I'd be yeah. like, they're pretty good. You wouldn't be like, Oreos are better. It's like, well, no shit.
You know, but you know what though? They occupy a different place in my head.
The Nabisco
whereas,
product.
Whereas at a certain line. Point, I wouldn't even necessarily. And this is a crazy take. I understand
the
a lot of people.
The fuck is up with the Nabisco logo? By the way, you tell you,
it's
one of the
diamond,
laziest
right?
logos of all time.
I've never.
They're like, yeah, it's like a fucking corner, and there's a circle, and then
oh,
there's
that.
Like an antenna on it.
Let me check it out.
I mean, it's like it's dog shit.
We should go into branding. After
I mean,
the
it looks
show's
like
over.
The it looks like somebody's like
oh yeah, this
community
sucks.
College graphic design homework.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, what's up with the antenna?
Let me see it. Let me see it again.
Why did they draw that?
Fucking assholes.
Sucks, dude.
It's certainly easiest. No cushy dreams.
Yeah, but I will say this. Wait, the dark truth behind the design of Oreo cookies. What the fuck?
It's Chris D'Elia's family crest.
The D'Elia.
Nabisco stands for Nab the Kids. Let's go.
It's the cross of Lorraine.
Oh.
From the Crusades.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
The Nabisco logo?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What? That's Christian?
Yeah, dude.
I can't believe I'm.
Well,
I've
now
been
I'm,
feeding
now
my
I'm glad
kids
the Nazis
that.
Took that.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe I've been giving my children that Christian propaganda.
Yeah, this is according to SpoonUniversity.com, a very real ass sounding.
Didn't you go there, Stav?
No.
Spoon I think you did, dude.
Yeah, I think
no,
you
I
did,
didn't.
Dude.
I think that's how you got promoted to Captain Crunch.
Your old alma mater,
huh?
No,
I did.
Dude, Spoon
I graduated U? Where's Magnums Comes Loudly at Spoon University.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Spoon U really
Spoon
knew how to
party. Spoon U, bro. All the pudding you could ever, all the butterscotch pudding you could ever ask for.
This guy was getting so much pussy at Spoon U.
Yeah, I got pussy one time exactly.
Damn.
Off of Spoon U.
I'm
going
to go to like
a
big national forest.
That sounds cool.
And eat Yeah, like one of the like with the big pine trees.
Yeah. The sequoias.
Yeah.
Go to California.
I've never been over to those.
And then have like climb to the top of a mountain, and I open up, and I get up there, and I catch my breath. And I look out, and then from my fanny pack, I pull out Fig Newtons and a Capri Sun.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nice little snack.
And then with the, and that's awesome. Yeah, and I got a pack of natural American spirits in there, and just fucking get smoking cigarettes and eating Fig Newtons.
Okay, so the point I was trying to make is Fig Newtons, I would say, sometimes in my life, are better than Oreos.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I thought they were for retarded kids.
No, I thought they were for grown-ups.
No, I literally...
I love Fig Newtons.
I love Fig Newtons, too, but I would eat them, and I'm like, isn't this for, like, retarded
kids? No, I thought they were mature style.
No, honestly, here's how stupid I was. I thought they were, like, toned-down cookies so retarded kids
wouldn't go too crazy. Too wild.
I literally...
flinging their poo.
Right, yeah, no, I thought they were, like, safe. Cookies.
So there wouldn't like
this is as good a cookie as a retard can handle.
They wouldn't stay.
I swear to God,
dude, I believe you.
Those
man.
In like Nilla wafers, I thought they were like fucking like you know let's put a governor on them to make sure they don't.
Yeah,
you got that.
Wowie kazowie! Can you imagine one of these guys getting their hands on a fucking like you know like double chocolate or Chips Ahoy or something?
They'd have an old fashioned prison riot in special ed.
Mm-hmm. There'd be fucking safety. They'd everywhere.
They'd stage a breakout.
Riot.
Chaos.
Riot in cell block purple.
they'd have to shoot him, the guards. Mm. They'd have no choice.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, just trank gun them.
Oh, fuck. Oh, baby, that's awesome, dude.
Ooh, baby, I got fucked in my ass because I'm gay.
Because I'm gay.
I just want to... Oh, damn. Now I want, like, a big pepperoni pizza.
That sounds so awesome.
I haven't had pepperoni pizza in forever, dude. Sometimes
I had it.
Whenever I get a pizza, I just go cheese or I do something fancy.
Yeah.
I go order from Nice.
Yeah,
and I'll get,
nice
like, Le Chev.
Yeah.
Or...
That, like, goat cheese.
Yeah, speck.
The Montagnard.
Yeah, speck.
Yeah. And those are always nice. But sometimes just a plain
old
fashioned.
You need a
fucking
pepperoni with crispy ass pepperoni.
I'll have the Merovingian.
Yeah. Just lost a baseball game style pizza.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Pizza Hut after a fucking.
Pizza Hut.
After a hard day of fucking playing soccer at Rosedale. Yeah.
Pizza Hut stuffed crust cheese pepperoni. That's what I'm wanting.
You know, I was so pissed when I got stuffed crust.
Couple of fucking spirits.
I don't fuck with stuffed crust.
It's you don't fuck with it?
No, it's not Why good. Not? It's not good. You're right.
It breaks your heart.
It's different. It's not. Cheese. It's honestly not. Because
in theory, it's the best thing.
Sure.
The commercial,
but
the stretch,
I like
the stretch of
never
the cheese
stretches.
In the commercial is so beautiful.
I like the weight it adds to the handle of the pizza.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? It's a better grip. It's
and
like,
I still
it's like
will
having,
eat
it's
it,
like having like a Desert Eagle grip on a like a 9mm.
Yeah, I'm with you there, brother.
Yeah, it's like what I want is pizza with a crust, a custom engraved handle.
Yes,
gold plated crust.
Yeah, sure. Oh fuck.
So it's the
what the fuck was that shit where they're cutting the crust off bread for children?
Yeah,
I don't know
what kind of dipped head like
indulgent parents.
Yeah, exactly.
I was not raised.
That's
that
not.
Way.
I understand not eating the crust of pizza. You're wrong to not.
Yeah,
do
I don't
that.
Understand that at all. I understand crust off bread way more than I understand crust off.
Well,
pizza.
Here's the thing: the crust on the pizza is so far removed from the rest of what the pizza is. That it's a breadstick. Mm-hmm. So I can understand liking pizza but not wanting the breadstick aspect because you're just a child and you don't know any better.
I suppose.
Your palate isn't like expanded.
I suppose.
But the crust is it's the end of the sandwich.
Yeah.
Presumably there's fucking still peanut.
I would say the same applies to what you just said about pizza
to
crust.
No, because there's still
it's not as different.
There's toppings in the middle.
But it's a marked difference from the rest of the
No,
bread.
It's just there's a brown part.
And it's harder and it's not as fluffy.
It's not as hard. Yes. I mean, it's not harder.
It is harder.
Go get a fucking piece of Wonder Bread. Go get a piece of potato bread. And so this is what I'm talking about.
Here's what I'll say.
You know
say
what I'm talking about, right? You've seen this.
I know what you're talking
sandwich.
About. And the parents that would do it for their kids were bad parents.
They're bad
I don't
parents.
Agree with either of you.
They were bad parents.
Here's what I did.
even if you're cutting,
overindulgent parents.
Even if you're cutting the sandwich for the child, you're
this is my child will have the sandwich that they're getting.
No, cutting it is absolutely cutting is wrong. Great.
My child is getting.
I got a diagonal.
Diagonals are great.
No, you're getting a full jar of peanut butter and jelly, and then the loaf of bread in your lunch bag. And you said you got to make this last
a month. Yeah,
month,
he's a month of lunch.
You can I say something out. Crazy to you guys? You'll probably get mad at this.
You love having sex with women.
No, you're not allowed to say it.
You can. Go ahead.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Shut the fuck up right now. You're right, Nick. I'm sorry. He's going to say they're bad.
They might be my favorite sweet.
Oh, okay. That is stupid.
That is stupid.
That is stupid, but it's not as bad as saying they're bad. Your favorite sweet.
When was the last time?
Ice cream? A fucking piece of cake?
I might prefer the peanut butter and jelly
sandwich. No, you don't,
bro. When was the last time you had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
You're such a fucking bullshit liar.
Than a week ago.
I'm going to break your
ankle. What kind of fucking...
Late at night.
What kind of jam? What kind of peanut butter?
I had, you know, the nice jam with the red and white cap? The
strawberry.
Yeah, the picnic shit.
The raspberry. Picnic.
Yeah, yeah. That's raspberry? The good jelly.
Raspberry. Yeah,
me and my.
That's
me
what rich people.
Me and my Estonian Swede wife are going out on a picnic.
Yeah, the picnic.
Was it raspberry?
No.
What was it?
It was a four berry. Mm, it was a mixture.
And what kind of nut butter?
I had that with Costco peanut butter.
Sweetened or unsweetened?
Unsweetened.
Ugh.
But listen.
You're going to say a fucking sandwich with unsweetened peanut butter is your favorite sweet, you fucking prick?
Get his ass.
That's not even a fucking sweet, dickhead.
Listen.
Oh, my God. Two of the three elements are not sweet.
Hear me?
Got his ass. God damn it. If you had sugar in there, if you had some Jif, I'd at least listen. You'd be wrong, but I'd listen to you.
Hear me out.
That chalky fucking Costco peanut butter is a main ingredient in your favorite sweet?
Hear me out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hear me out.
I don't think I can.
Let's go ahead. Let's fix this by taking that as a jumping off point.
No.
Peanut butter and sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You're absolutely right. We're not letting you finish. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then you threw bacon and bananas in there also.
That's what
awesome.
I was going to say. I put sliced bananas.
Let the record show
and
he was
honey.
Not going to
no
say.
No, I put honey and sliced bananas.
Honey, now we're talking.
And it was like 12:45 in the evening. I was hungry. I was trying to fall asleep, but I was too hungry to fall asleep. You know the vibe?
Listen, a night PBJ is one
and
of the
I
best
And I
the
toasted
world.
The bread. So the
now you're losing
everything
me
got runny.
You're losing
No.
Bread.
It had a nice
It's a fucking cold sandwich. You don't toast a fucking PBJ.
No, it had a crunch. The crunch factor is fantastic.
Here. Get the fuck out of here.
And I poured a glass.
The only way
I poured
that
a glass
you can say
of
it's
almond
a sweet.
Milk.
Almond milk.
It was delicious.
There's no fucking creaminess to almond milk,
and
you
I
idiot.
Dunked.
You
and
need
I
a fucking cold. You're going to dunk a hot sandwich in almond milk?
Yeah,
you fucking
you
should die.
If you want it, crunchy, you got to just put the bacon strips in the convection oven to get all your crunch from the bacon.
If you're going to make it a sweet, it's got to have cake-like consistency. The bread's got to be white. It's got to be soft.
Okay.
Okay? It can't be crunchy fucking multigrain bread like I know you had.
No.
Like I know you fucking had.
No, I didn't use
You're just eating a bird's house.
God damn,
no,
you
I
fucking
didn't.
Piss
I
me
didn't
off
have,
sometimes.
Like, I didn't have 15 grain, like, yeah. Like,
you definitely did.
Bird seed.
You had fucking...
No. You ate, you ate a merkin with fucking expired jelly in it.
No. I used sourdough bread.
All right, that's fine.
And I toasted it.
Toasting, it's a very, very lightly, maybe.
A light
maybe. But if you're telling me you toasted to the point where the shit is running, you've lost me, and you've lost the elements that make potentially a sweet. To make it a sweet, it's got to be close to a
I'm
fucking
not big
cake.
On sweets. You know this about me.
So then don't fucking come into the dojo then, motherfucker.
I know.
Stay out there. Stay out there with your fucking multigrains and your fucking seeds and your
seeds.
Fucking vinaigrettes and shit. Okay?
I didn't put a vinaigrette in there.
Fucking idiot.
But I do like
your favorite
savories.
Sweet is a fucking... Is a Costco brand.
You know, my favorite type of pussy
butter.
Is actually a man's
ass.
All right.
Oh, fuck. You were a fucking asshole, Adam.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are good.
They're awesome.
But you
They're
know what
so
I... You know, the best would be like something like potato bread... But it's half cheesecake. I don't know how you would get there, but if you could make those two, you get like a bread that's got like sort of like it's somewhere in between potato bread and New York cheesecake where you can hold it and it's not going to fuck up your like get shit all over your hands. But it's rich and it's cold.
Yeah.
And then peanut butter
cold
jelly.
Cold is so big.
I have a sandwich.
And you warming it up.
I have a sandwich idea that I will not
banana,
say on the show.
Banana, bacon.
Because I think that there's a 75% chance it will make me a multimillionaire.
All right, let's end this episode because I need to hear about the sandwich.
Okay.
I need to know exactly what the sandwich is.
If you want to hear about the sandwich, go to cum.town.
No,
and buy
don't you dare tell anyone.
And buy a shirt, and in the shirt will be the recipe.
It's a modified sandwich. Okay.
Cum.town. Oh, also,
Stop getting already walking back to the sandwich
out.
Concept.
Hear me out. The shirts will be, some shirts will be phased out beginning next month.
Last chance to get those
probably
fuckers.
The Andre's Steakhouse shirt
no,
will be phased out.
No, that's very rare.
No.
That's very rare.
Nope. It's been that's a joke from 4 years ago.
No, I'm saying get them while there's still last.
Yeah.
Supplies last.
That one's gone. Maybe the Thousand Island Stair that will be gone.
Wow.
And probably a couple others will be cut out of the rotation.
End of an era.
So if you want them, check them out now because once that stock's gone, that's it.
That's right.
Bye,
and I think I probably will have some merch up on stobby.biz soon.
Patreon.
Go to patreon.com/cumtown.
Yeah,
for double the episodes and all the good shit.
$5.
Also
a
to
month.
Hear to hear the recipe.
The sandwich.
Don't
$1 million sandwich
say,
idea.
The $1 million sandwich will be on the Patreon.
Which I will be editing into.
Do not put that.
And you know what? You can expect an in-depth discussion about how hot Lola Bunny used to be on this week's Patreon.
Yeah, we wish it
so go to patreon.com/
I fucked her, actually.
Cumtown.
I had sex.
Oh, Michael.